Today's show is sponsored by Taking the Leap, the Quantum Leap recap podcast hosted by Jason Dudio Gore. Tired of the usual run-of-the-mill recap podcasts hosted by people that should know better? Then take the leap and check out Taking the Leap with Jason Gore. Coming soon. And let's start the show. It's Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast hosted by me, Tom Sharpling. It's the podcast in which we recap every episode of Friends. Each episode of this podcast is an episode of Friends. And let's go and meet my friends, the Friends. Everybody, welcome back to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm here with Engineer Pat. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's good to be back and having this microphone work and the board.
Okay. Can you not?
Yeah, can you?
Sorry, guys. I'm just changing out some tubes here. Do you want the board to work? Is this?
I thought we
want to do a little show, right?
Well, you said we were at like 90%, so I thought.
Two more tubes take you to 95%.
I thought I could maybe take it from here.
A lot of apple juice. You know, you would think you can spill apple juice on a board. Probably not the best idea, but sparkling apple juice? That's going to eat everything up. Great job, Pat. Glad I left the show in your capable hands.
Season 2, Episode 17, the one where Dr. Ramore dies. This was, the teleplay was written by Michael Borkow and the story by Alexa Young. And it was directed by Michael Lembeck. It aired on March 21st, 1996. The plot of this one, Chandler's roommate Eddie begins to show signs of instability. He's obsessed with his ex-girlfriend and he accuses Chandler of sleeping with her after killing his fish. Richard, played by Tom Selleck, wonders how many men Monica has been with after Phoebe announces that it's been a lot. And this leads Ross and Rachel into a similar discussion, which turns for the worse when Rachel says that her and Paulo, her ex-boyfriend, had hot animal sex, is how she described it. And Monica, Monica has,
What was the issue?
No, I'm just trying to do the show and it's hard when there's knobs being turned and it's just stuff.
I mean, I think
completely.
I'll echo this again. I think we should just pause, let him finish and then we resume. And then I'll, if you can.
We have 236 of these to do, Pat.
No
offense.
Yeah, all the time in the world, Pat.
Tom.
All the time in the world.
Don't you chime in either with it.
If I can go again, what I meant was.
If I can go again. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Stop it with your hands. Right. Yeah, I heard that episode.
Yeah.
I listened to it at Don Strong's office.
Why don't you take the.
Oh, man, we laughed.
Why don't you take the YouTube video down?
I'm not taking the YouTube video down. Oh, God!
Shut up.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, both of you, shut up. I'm serious. Guys. Both of you. Monica has Richard sleep over on the same night that Rachel has Ross sleep over. Unfortunately, there's only one condom in the apartment. Joey's claim in Soap Opera Digest is that he writes a lot of his own lines, and that angers the show's writer, who decides to kill off Joey's character, Dr. Drake Ramore, by having him fall down an elevator shaft. Today's sponsor. Am I reading it or playing it?
Either one works, really.
Okay.
Contractually.
Let's play it then.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jason Gore. I'm back. And this time, I'm bringing my all-new Recap podcast with me. I know I said terrible things about Recap podcasts in the past. I said they were dumb. The bottom of a shitty barrel. And respected comedy career destroyers. But maybe that's just because I wasn't doing one. I wasn't in control. I'm very much in control now. The dawn of the True Recap podcast is upon us. It's time for me to take a quantum leap ahead of all other Recap podcasts. Look, we're not going to annoy you with any of the truly bad stuff. And then Chandler said this to Monica. What's Rachel doing? Joey's in the basement. Trust me, I've been there, and nobody wants or needs that. So meet me in this adventure, my friends, and we'll say, oh boy, and take a leap into better Recap podcasting together. Taking the Leap with Jason Gore, coming soon.
When can we look forward to finally hearing? We seem to hear about this show more than we have heard. We've heard none of the show.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what I told USA Today, that greatness takes a little bit of time, and we're in production on the first episode right now, and man,
So you're talking to USA Today and the New York Times
right.
about a podcast that is still has not released one episode.
That hey, you have Don Strong in your court, you know, anything's really going to happen for you. And
sure.
I'm grateful and I'm blessed. I am so blessed to have Don just tracking out my career. And he knows this is going to be a huge. He said it's going to be the biggest Recap podcast ever. And I probably agree.
Who are some of his other clients?
Who are the other clients Don Strong represents? Okay, easy. Adnan from Serial. Chris Hardwick, one of the Sklar brothers, Peter Tork from the Monkees, and the woman who hosts HQ when Scott Rogowski isn't there.
Sarah Priebus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So a lot of heavy hitters. Oh, and I forgot one off that list is Jason Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
strong list.
Strong talent. That's his company.
Yeah.
All caps for strong, and then talents all undercase.
Sorry,
one word.
Tom. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah. This episode is a very bawdy episode, and this one has a lot of sex action in it, and it's very racy. The stuff with the condom and Rachel saying the animal sex thing. It's one of the racier episodes to date, and. The stuff with Joey passing off, saying, like, criticizing, like irking the writers by saying he writes the dialogue, like he writes his own dialogue. He said he rewrites some of his dialogues, he actually says, is very funny. And it's kind of like a show-busy humor to see the writer write him off the show. Adam Goldberg as Eddie is getting weirder, and he's great. On it.
Such a great character actor of the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This day in Friends history.
So I emailed you this week asking.
You still don't have one?
If you.
What was the show? March 21st?
Hold on. Tom, I wrote you asking if you actually wanted me to continue it from this point on or if you wanted to put a pause till the board
was
back.
Well, that's a miscommunication.
Yeah. So I.
Do it for next time.
Copy that.
Tom, can I legitimately ask a question here?
Yeah, what's that?
The episode was March 21st?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I mean, Pat could have mentioned the March 21st, 1964, Beatles single She Loves You went to number one in the U.S. and stayed number one for 2 weeks. In 1965, on March 21st, Martin Luther King Jr. began his march from Selma
to Montgomery, Alabama.
That's not...
Okay.
I knew that.
Wow, you really, really chimed in. You really fulfilled your
duties
there.
But it's not how the segment works either. I'm not talking... It's supposed to be this day. It's... 1996, not just anything that ever happened on any March 21st.
I totally should have done...
I was doing something that would have been more interesting.
Actually, Jason, I would have done the MLK fact. He's my hero, that was on the tip of my tongue when you said that date. So.
Just going off the top of my head, Tom, if you want 1996...
Friends first!
This is the first time that Joey gets fired from Days of Our Lives.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
Did you just sing it over it?
Yeah, that was.
I was testing the mic again, guys.
Sure.
It's working.
Uh-huh. When Dr. Drake Ramore on Days of Our Lives falls down the elevator shaft, his six-second fall means he fell approximately 580 feet before hitting the bottom, which would be a 50-story hospital. And then when Chandler puts his hands on Eddie's arm, you can see on one hand that he clearly has Matthew Perry is missing part of his middle finger. He lost it when it was accidentally shut in a door when he was 3 years old.
Wait, is that real?
That's real.
Oh, my gosh. I never noticed that.
I know. How about that? Line of the episode.
It's the line of the episode.
Yeah, what?
I was just going to say, do you know who could travel back in time and probably save that finger?
Uh-huh.
Dr. Sam Beckett from Leap.
Okay, from Leap.
I guess it would come in handy in that time that he was a doctor. Cause...
Yeah.
Eddie, played by Adam Goldberg, is like, Pecan Sandy? Just made him. Chandler's like, yeah, all right. What are these, raisins? And Eddie says, sure, why not? Chandler says, listen, Eddie, I've been thinking about our current living situation, and why are you smiling? Eddie's like, I got a little surprise. Look, there's a new fishy. I named him Chandler, you know, after you. And then Chandler looks in the fish tank, and he's like, well, that's not even a real fish. No, that's a goldfish cracker. And then Eddie says, what's your point, man? Rank the episode.
Come on and rank the friends. Come on and... Oh, no! Oh, no, it's all over the board!
Well, that's... He doesn't have a southern accent.
Oh, God! Stop it with your hands!
Here's what I will say about Eddie and the character.
Yeah?
It's really interesting, Tom, how... Mm-hmm. You know, the casting of Friends kind of ignored the fact that they're in New York and maybe they came from the surrounding area. Mm-hmm. Eddie and Adam Goldberg as a character actor, I will believe that he comes from the New York metro area.
Sure.
That
yes, I could definitely.
You know?
He definitely has that feel.
100%.
Of like a real
yes.
New York weirdo.
Yes. Thank you for turning my mic up a little bit.
Okay.
Thank
you. I realized it was a little low.
Thanks. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Rank the friends.
Hi, everyone.
Wrong one. Rank the friends. Wait, got to reset it. Rank the friends.
Jason Gore.
Nope, wrong one again. Rank the friends.
Well, if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now. And if you want to rank the friends now, just go ahead now.
So I forgot to mention, four other guys that Don Strong also represents more in the musical field. Guys with the name as such as Mark White, Eric Shankman, Chris Barron, and Aaron Combs.
No.
Better known as the Spin Doctors.
Nope.
And he also manages their publishing company, Pocketful of Kryptonite and Songs.
You're not.
And
you're making that up.
I'm not making it up.
No.
So Don heard the show. Very excited. He said you'll be hearing from his lawyer and also from BMI.
Listen,
good stuff.
I
see, I never used sounds that were, you know, hits by 90s artists.
Yeah, you also
in my bumpers.
It's look, fair use. It's fair use.
That is not fair
it
use.
It is 100% fair
that
use.
That is not fair. Fair use isn't it's karaoke.
Parodic. No, it's parodic, though. There's a parodic element to it.
Well, no, Tom. It's not.
Wow. Parodic. He's talking back to you now. This is
a
great.
It was a tribute.
Why did I ever leave?
Because
you had a meltdown because. That's right. Yeah. You lied and badmouthed me
right
to everyone on the comedy scene and was down talking this show and me.
True.
Which is why you left the show and you're back.
Right.
Because
I'm the only one that can fix this and bring you out of the hole.
No, that's not why you're back.
Right.
I asked you back because you can fix the stuff.
Yes.
The reason you are back is because I'm promoting your stupid Quantum Leap podcast through this. That's the deal we negotiated. If we're just going to put it on the table, I have to play and read bumpers from this thing, and that's mm-hmm. that's why you are back. I would appreciate it.
Right.
I didn't even get to rank the episode, which drives Joey's stuff is great. The sex stuff is solid for what it is. It's not always my favorite line of comedy. Phoebe gets a little lost in the episode. This is 7.5 out of 10 friends. Pat.
Wait, off mic, dude.
Uh-huh.
Do I want it to be parodic? Were you trying to help me there?
Or... You mean like from a legal standpoint?
Yeah, like I don't... Okay, I... As I've mentioned,
it's fair use. It's fair use. You were right. It's fair use. But whether it's fair use as parody or fair use as tribute is a weird. I don't know if tribute is a legal thing. Just say it's parody. It is parody.
But then I have to admit that it's a joke, which it's kind of not. Like I did this genuinely as a tribute.
But you don't have to define intent on it.
Well, I don't want
which he just did.
He's
Tom. I don't want the
Pat.
I don't want the spin doctors to find out that it was a parody because
he's winding you up.
I want them to know that it was a tribute, not a parody.
Gonna go to jail now. Just check it out now. Pat's going. Gonna go to jail now.
I'm sorry. Rank the episode. Or did you do that? I'm sorry.
He did that. He just did that, Pat.
Okay. No problem. This is not your choice to make.
Me, my friends, the friends will be back soon. Have another episode coming up soon. Yes, there'll be one coming up soon.
Hey, thanks, Josh Cantor.
Yes, thanks, Josh Cantor.